790 KFYO. This is Collins and Mac on Tuesday morning.
That was awesome, wasn't it?
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, now these are some small radios that have been retired from public service that are available to you for a very small cost. As these are just $50. And there, you can go direct to direct. You can have NOAA weather radio. You can have police and emergency channels and things like that. And coming up this weekend, we've got a ham radio conference. Here's Clinton Thetford, Lubbock County Emergency Management Coordinator. Welcome to the program. Thanks for bringing this stuff, man. It's cool.
Oh, yeah. Something to play with.
I know. These are fun.
One of the key things that we try to do in emergency management is really promote ways for families and individuals to prepare. And part of that is, how would they communicate during a disaster emergency if cell phones weren't working and regular phones weren't working? And so what we have done, we have taken some equipment that was pulled out of service from public safety stuff, and we've repurposed that for some ham radio use, and we've repurposed some of it for what's called the general mobile radio service. And that's kind of where these little walkie-talkies come in. A family can get a license, GMRS license, for like $85, and that license covers anyone that person is related to by blood or marriage. So it covers a lot of people.
Is that like a one-time deal?
It's every 5 years you have to renew that. But then you can get the radios, like, say, as low as $50 or so. They're available on the internet, or there is a gentleman here in town that has some available and is selling here locally. If people want to contact me at my office, I can give them that information of what the gentleman here in town that's selling these locally.
Okay, so what's going on with the Ham Radio Operators Conference?
This weekend, what the amateur radio group is doing is we're doing what's the annual field day, which is the nationwide emergency and disaster communications exercise, but it's also to promote emergency communications. So this year they're going to be setting up over in front of the Channel 13 28 studios there on South University.
Right.
They'll be putting up some towers and hooking up radios equipment, running on emergency power for a 24-hour period. But they'll also have what's called a get-on-the-air station. So even if you don't have a ham radio license, you can come over there and work with those guys, and they can get you on the radio, and you can talk to somebody in Europe or Japan or anywhere in the United States.
How's that, how's that ham stuff work? Is that like work on like from repeater to repeater around the world or what?
Yes, and there's the thing that's nice about amateur radio is they have so many different bands that they can operate in. They have what's called HF bands, which are low frequencies just above the AM frequencies that y'all operate
on.
But then they also have VHF, which are very high frequencies, which are from like 30 megahertz to 200 megahertz. And then they have UHF. They have microwave.
I think they've actually vacated those. Haven't they vacated those frequencies on broadcast television?
Yes, we've done that. But like I say, we have a lot of frequencies, so we can do short range communications. We can do long range communications. We have all kinds of digital modes. We have our own satellites. The hams have their own satellites up and do satellite communication.
Kano,
these little handheld radios, what kind of range do they have?
Direct to direct, you probably get anywhere in West Texas with the flat terrain. We've got from 3 to 5 miles coverage. If you use one of the repeaters, the GMRS repeaters, 20 or 30 miles.
This is a good deal.
Yeah, it is, for $50.
Yeah, you got to pay the license for $85. And then you 50 bucks, and you got to have two radios to talk back and forth with.
But these are very nice ones.
Oh,
and that's
yeah.
a pretty good range. You can go buy a cheap set somewhere, but you don't get that kind of range, and they usually don't last very long. They're not built that well.
The thing is, these have all the professional features on them.
Right.
Yeah, these particular radios are type accepted for public safety, for the general mobile radios, and for amateur radios.
Well, these are retired from public safety, yes?
No, these are brand new radios.
Really?
Brand new for that cost. The only thing that was retired from public safety are the repeater systems that we're putting up. We currently have two, but we have plans of having up of five spread throughout Lubbock County. So we currently have two up and have two more built, just got to install them.
This is a good idea to have in your home, because really and truly, if we had a disaster and you could not, you had no cell phone and no phone,
well,
this would be
it's less than $200 to guarantee you and your wife or significant other could communicate if cell phones weren't working or regular telephones weren't working. $200 to me is cheap insurance to be able to communicate.
This is completely awesome.
Right. To be able to communicate with your family members.
Okay, so the ham radio thing again is, and the radio operators thing is this weekend at...
It starts roughly about noon on Saturday. They'll probably be over there about 10 doing some setup, but you're welcome to come by anytime from noon Saturday till about noon on Sunday.
Witness the spectacle, people.
And come by and play on the radios with
us. All right, also, what about the drought index? What are we looking like for 4th of July? Fireworks, yes or no?
As far as I know, the... all fireworks are going to be available this year. We actually looked at the drought index yesterday and
71?
Yeah, 71. On May the 22nd, it was over 600. And just the rain we've got in the last month, a little over 8 inches, has dropped our drought index down.
Okay,
to
now,
71.
Just real quick. I mean, put the drought index in perspective. When you say 71 and 600,
yeah, what is that?
600
is that,
what?
I mean, we're still in a drought, but it's instead of extreme, it's...
Yeah, it's the lowest drought status that
Okay. We're
in, a mild drought. Now, we still do have the 20-some-odd inches of rain over the last couple of years that we've lost that we need to make up, but at least we're making some headway. On the 22nd of last month, we had only had roughly a tenth of an inch, and we were actually had less rain than Death Valley had back last month. So we've gained all of that back in over the last 30 days.
All right. Also, this is Lightning Awareness Week, and we had talked about a lightning safety webinar earlier last week, but I think that was actually for emergency professionals and first responders. Yes.
Yeah, it's for first responders, emergency professionals, the media folks, but it's also for some golf courses or sporting events like the Little Leagues. If those folks are interested in that, again, they can contact my office and I can get them that information.
Okay, what's your telephone number?
806-775-1911.
Okay.
And what is the basic safety rule about lightning, thunder, all that?
The basic safety rule is when you thunder roars to go inside, get out of that environment.
If you can hear it, you're in danger of being struck.
You're in danger of being struck. Lightning can strike up to 10 miles outside of a thunderstorm in clear air.
I remember a story, I think it was in the San Antonio area years and years ago, about a little boy who was standing out in a baseball field and they're under a cloudless sky and was struck by lightning, and it was from a storm that was about 20 miles away.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
The average is a little more than 400 people a year in the United States are struck by lightning, and between 55 and 60 of those are killed each year.
Well, you know, Rob Snyder yesterday, he was out at the transmitter house. We got knocked off the air with all the lightning and stuff early yesterday morning, and when I called him, I said, "Hey, man, we're off the air." He goes, "Yeah." I'm sitting out. I think he was sitting out there by the transmitter house, but he didn't go in because it's kind of crazy to walk in there at a transmitter house. You got this big stinking lightning rod, you know, a radio antenna sticking up, much less three.
Well, and that's the big thing out here in West Texas. We're so flat that you standing out in the middle of the field may be the highest point for that lightning bolt to find the ground.
Hey, Clinton, thanks for coming in with us and sharing. Appreciate you being here. And thanks for bringing the radios for us to play with. This is cool stuff.
Yeah.
Something you might be interested in. It's 18 minutes 10-4, after the hour.
Good buddy.
Yeah, 10-4.